Lesson 2. Rice. At a coffee shop, Stephen met Ralph for a coffee. Every time Stephen moved his body, his face showed signs of pain. "What's wrong?" asked Ralph. Stephen said that he went jogging the day before. He hurt his knee while jogging. "I've got runner's knee," said Stephen unhappily. "I tried to get fit by exercising, but now I'm worse than before." Ralph laughed, which didn't make Stephen feel any better. "Don't laugh," Stephen responded angrily. "Sorry," apologized Ralph, "but I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because I have tennis elbow. My brother Fred has golfer's elbow, and you have runner's knee. All of our injuries are sports names." "Then we should play less sport and stretch more before playing," Stephen suggested. Ralph said, "No." Even though people say that stretching before exercise is important, scientists say that's not true. Stephen looked surprised. Ralph said, "They say that even if you stretch enough, you will still get injured. People get injured because of exercising too much. For example, if you exercise too much in June, you will get injured more easily in July." Stephen asked, "What should I do now?" When Ralph replied by asking if Stephen knew about rice, Stephen was confused. "Of course I do," he said. "I eat it a lot." Ralph said, "No, I don't mean the rice you eat. I mean rice for sports injuries. Let me explain. R stands for rest. You need to rest a lot. I stands for ice. Put ice on your knee. C stands for compress. Put a bandage around your knee. And E stands for elevate. That means that you should put your knee above your heart."